In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, amen.
Just double checking our volume. No. Some people would be happy.
How about there? Are we good now? We're good there? It makes a difference between here and there? I am so tired of having to say thank you all the time. There I am, innocently standing in the grocery store, waiting in line with my Coke, bag of chips, and potato salad. And behind me, I get, I'm so tired of having to say thank you all the time. And I turned around to tell that kid, and I was a 60-year-old woman. $20 later. Do you have something to complain about? Yeah, you do. Has it been a rough year? Oh, yeah. Do I hear about it? Often. And that's what I'm here for. But if you were standing behind me, dressed to the nines, with gold and silver dripping off your neck and your ears and your nose, and with a grocery cart, and started saying, I'm so tired of having to say thank you all the time, then you would be blessed by my prayer life, which in that moment went something like this. Don't say it, don't say it, don't say it. Oh, Lord, help me not to say it. Or, as the people's warden has come to know as my favorite phrase,
help me, Jesus.
You don't think we use that around here? We say it in total sincerity on a day-to-day basis. I know that you've gathered here this morning as a thankful people. I know that you're thankful the health that you have. You know that you've got your health because you're sitting here and not lying out there. You're grateful for your health. You're grateful for the people sitting around you. You're grateful for the food. You're grateful for the house or the home that you have. You are a grateful people and a generous people who often share your resources with the community at large, and there's absolutely no reason why that should stop. You're grateful people. So in the private moments of your life, when no one's around, it is an attitude of gratitude in your prayer life that you share with our Lord. It is a difficult time and a difficult place to be in. Let me tell you a little something about the media. This should get me in a fair bit of trouble. I'm waiting for letters right now. Right now, just, you know. I worked in the media for a while. And my manager yanked me in one day. He said, we're having a problem with your newscasts. I said, yes, sir. Because I believe in authority. Yes, sir. He said, I need you to understand something about the business, boy. Been a while since I'd been called boy. You know, in some cultures, that's offensive. Like ours. He said, if it doesn't bleed, it doesn't lead. No wonder you're depressed and discouraged and frustrated and irritated. Turn it off. You need it for 5 minutes. You're going to get a pretty round view of how bad things are in 5 minutes. But if you soak it up 12 to 16 hours a day, it's going to take your positive, healthy attitude, even if you have to work at that through prayer, through the study of Scripture, through worship. It's going to take that positive, healthy attitude and flush it down the toilet. Because those people are paid to make you mad. Sad. Depressed, discouraged, frustrated. They say, we're informing you. Really? Really? If it doesn't bleed, it doesn't lead. There's something wrong with that. There's something wrong with that. You and I know that there's positive, healthy things, things to be thankful for happening all over the world, but do we get to see and hear about those? As one television broadcast came on and said, this is the moment we dedicate to good news stories. At the end of the broadcast, on its way into commercials and the farewell, see you later song. This is the moment out of 60 moments. This is the moment we give. Today, I want to encourage you to allow your soul to expand and your spirit to soar with an attitude of gratitude, with being able to say to everyone around you that does something that blesses your life, thank you. Notice how the world around you changes when you say thank you. When you model the generosity and kindness of Christ in everyone that you meet. Instead of making sure everybody else is doing things right the way you think is right, make sure you're doing it right. It's a hard thing to do. Do you know how I avoid making sure I've done all the things I should do right? By making sure you're doing everything you should do right. It is common to our dysfunctional experience. But are my closets cleaned out? Are my drawers tidied? Have I finished all the tasks I need to? Or am I just making sure you have? Jesus says this, don't worry, it's not good for you. You worry and the following things will happen. Guaranteed, slam dunk, here it is. Heart attack. Stroke. Breakdown. Take your worries and your fears and anxieties and place them at the foot of the cross and walk away. You've heard the joke about the guy who goes to God and says, listen, God, I need you to fix my marriage, and I need you to fix my kids, and if I could get a new job, that would be great, and I'd like a bigger house, and if I could ride a motorcycle in the rain, that'd be absolutely perfect, and if you don't mind, I'd like a Trans Am. And the boat that my buddy's got, that looks good, if I could have one of those too. And I'm just going to put this at the foot of the cross, along with a set of instructions of how you should do it, according to me. That is not surrendering our worries. That's control and manipulation. Surrendering the worries is saying, I believe in God, and I believe God has the answers. You may not like the answers, because God says yes, and no, and maybe, and here's the one that really annoys us. You're not ready yet. Today, I want you to accept the assignment you're ready for. Lay the worries at the cross and celebrate the extraordinary blessing that's sitting beside you. Making sure to catch all the eyes. the extraordinary blessings that are sitting beside you. It's okay to take a hand. I'll wait. And then spend the rest of the weekend celebrating all the extraordinary blessings that are placed in your life. On Monday, I think it would be wonderful if the proper china and the silver cutlery and the cloth napkins trimmed in gold and the appropriate lighting with some slight contemporary jazz is playing for the meal. Wouldn't that be the perfect meal? My dear people, I love you enough to tell you, if you expect a perfect meal, you got another thing coming. Unless you're having it alone. In our experience, there will be three little people. Here's what I expect. It's going to open with a food fight. It's going to move quickly to one of them on the table, being scooped away by one of the parents. It's going to move from there to one escaping out of the room and a parent or an adult having to run. The potatoes may or may not arrive at the table. The gravy is certainly not going in a nice little neat center of the potatoes. But when I get in the car at the end of the day, I'm going to be so grateful that everybody was there. May you have a grateful Thanksgiving. Blessed be to God. Amen.